Trash and recycling is piling up across Baltimore City as the city's Department of Public Works struggles with a reduced workforce because of the coronavirus pandemic. At a city hall hearing yesterday afternoon, DPW officials tried to explain. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Ever since the coronavirus pandemic first arrived in Baltimore, it's gripped the agency. DPW has had to close sanitation yards and quarantine workers as outbreaks occur. They've dealt with larger than usual trash tonnage as people spend more time in their homes, and they've struggled to both retain and attract workers.
We have been hit on all sides from COVID.
That's John Chalmers, head of DPW's Bureau of Solid Waste. In August, 34% of DPW's crews didn't work. Chalmers says the nature of trash pickup work, with its physical demands and exposure to the elements, requires a special kind of worker that DPW can't find in the pandemic.
We hired an employee who started last week. He showed up for the first day. The second day was a no-call, no-show. The third day, the employee worked 4 hours.
The agency dealt with its reduced workforce by suspending recycling pickup services in August and assigning all recycling crews to trash routes to try to catch up with a growing backlog of missed pickups. Some neighborhoods have seen 2 weeks in between trash pickups. Matthew Garbark, acting DPW director, says the decision to suspend recycling was made from a public health standpoint.
We wanted to prioritize trash collections because there is a very clear public health and safety ramification from trash that is uncollected. But we also knew that we need to continue to emphasize waste diversion and recycling and keep an option available.
So in late August, DPW opened 14 community recycling drop-off centers across Baltimore. After studying 2 weeks' worth of data from each center, DPW moved 2 locations and added another altogether. And they extended drop-off center hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays by 3 hours, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. DPW is also trying to secure contractors to help with the surplus of missed trash pickups. But Chalmers says there's been little interest, and that it's hard to find companies with the right vehicles to navigate narrow Baltimore alleys.
Now, we service 210,000 households Tuesday through Friday. You just can't have a pickup truck or an open body truck and go through the alley and start, you know, throwing trash on a truck.
But still, the Housing and Urban Affairs Committee wanted to know, when will trash and recycling services both return to normal? Councilman Isaac Yitzi Schleifer suggests boosting employee retention and attraction through higher wages. Temporary crew workers earn $11 an hour, while permanent employees start at $16.
By no stretch of imagination should these folks be being paid that little. $11 an hour is a complete joke. That needs to be changed.
He says there's no reason the city can't bump both temporary and permanent employee wages by $4 an hour.
This is not a $16 an hour job working behind a smelly truck, putting in 10 hours days in 100 degree heat or 0 degree snow days. And I think that if we made those adjustments, what we'd see is that in the long term, we'd actually be saving money.
Schleifer says that would happen thanks to reduced turnover and less frequent training sessions. Ultimately, any pay change would be negotiated between the agency and its employees' union, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. DPW says they will try to continue to recruit new workers to help them with the onslaught of trash. They'll host a virtual job fair at 1 p.m. today on Facebook. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.